Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this beautiful Sunday morning that God has given us one more day in this world to live, to be a blessing here. And God has given us good health and strength to get up this morning to be here, to worship together and also online. We thank you for your presence here. The announcements are listed in the bulletin. Those are the regular announcements, nothing special there. The food bank ministry and the books are available, still continue with our mission work. Our cooking class and art classes will be scheduled as we get volunteers. And then the third Thursday luncheon will be August 15th at 1 p.m. Today, August 4th, we will have a Holy Communion. The Hispanic ministry will be joining us for the communion. Next Sunday, August 11th, Reverend Austin Robertson, who is a friend of mine, who is the associate minister at Faith Methodist Church in Marietta, has been joining us, and I have asked him to preach, so we'll hear from him also. And they are also one of the churches that disaffiliated, so we'll also hear his experience, how the process went through and all of that. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do God's ministry in this area. We accept our donations on our website also. Please use those facilities. Many of you are using it, and I'm so glad to see some of you are using it even when they are not in church. I don't know. There was one person who was in the hospital, actually signed on from there and donated while they were in the hospital. And we can do that. That is one of the beauty of that. And also you can attend our service online. I have also made a half-year financial statement, if you want to give everybody, for everyone on each. So this is the first 6 months of this year, how we stand on it. You can take a look at it, and if you have any questions, we'll go through that in the coming Sundays. This will give us an idea where we stand on our financial situations and our donations list, and also the split up of our expenses. We have come to around $4,000 short in the 6 months. Hopefully we'll be able to pick up in the next 6 months. Please go over it. If you have any questions, you can ask me. Robert and I work on the accounting side, but I put this together so everybody has an idea where we stand on our financial situations. All these are available for verification as we are a non-profit registered by IRS. We are supposed to disclose everything. So all these donations and expenditures are available for anybody to verify. So please let me know if anybody wants to see the details of this. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements? Nobody has any other announcements to add. Let's continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Thine Be the Glory, which is 308 in the Blue Hymnal Book. Please stand if you are able.
Thine be the glory, praise and conquering Son. Endless is the victory, Thou art at one. Angels in bright raiment roll the stone away. Let the folded grave close where Thy body lay. Thine be the glory, and conquering Son. Endless is the victory, Thou art death just won. Lord Jesus meets Thee, risen from the tomb. Lovingly He greets Thee, scattered the church with gladness, hymns of triumph sing. For our Lord now liveth, death hath lost his sting. Thine be the glory, praise and conquering Son. Endless is the victory, Thou life is not without Thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through Thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to Thy home above. Thine be the glory, endless is the victory, Thou art as one.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank You for this day that You have given us in our lives. One more day to live in this world, to be a blessing, and we thank You for the many blessings that You shower upon us, Lord. We thank You for the good health and strength we have in our bodies, and also the opportunity that You gave us to come here in this church and also online to worship together, Lord. Above all, we thank You for the privilege of making us Your children through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered in this world and died and rose from the dead so that we can have eternity with You. We thank You for Your protection and care, and indeed for the many gifts that You give us every day. We thank You for the grace and redemption, above all, that You gave us through Your Son, Christ, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Christ we got everything that more than we could ever deserve. You opened the way to eternal life to every race and nation, and also gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to live in us so that we can be powerful witnesses for Your kingdom. We thank You for Your presence in our midst today. Bless each and every one of us here, Lord, according to our needs and according to our desires of the hearts. Let Your name be lifted up in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, and the Lord's table that we partake today. Bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So fellowship time, now we can get up and greet each other.
And you don't even have those, you know that one by heart.
please on the screen too. Responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 5, verses 1 through 12, it's on page 742 in the Blue Hymnal Book. If you are able, please stand for that.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, give heed to my groaning.
Hearken to the sound of my cry, my ruler and my God, for to you I pray.
O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice, in the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you, and watch.
For you are not a God who delights in wickedness, evil may not dwell with you.
The boastful may not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers.
You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful.
But though the abundance of you steadfast love, I will enter your house.
Toward your holy temple, I will worship you in awe.
Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies.
Make your way straight before me.
For there is no truth about them in their mouth. Their heart is destruction.
Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue.
Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own connivances.
Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you.
Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Defend them that those who love your name may exult in you.
For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover them with favor as with a shield.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Our prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin in those boxes there. These are our prayer requests for some special items and people that we are continuing to pray for. Please continue to pray for these people. Jean McBrayer and Barbara Casey, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Claudia Sinclair, Jerry Raines, and Luke Hughes. Keep them in our prayers for their healing. Also, pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We don't have any listed here, but if any of you know anybody grieving, please keep them in our prayers. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those service people who serve us on a daily basis behind the scenes. Let us pray for their safety and their family's safety. Let us pray that God will continue to bless them with His grace. Let us pray for our nation during this election year, that we'll have a peaceful election and unite our country, that the right people will be chosen and elected at the right places. So let us keep our nation in our prayers every day, in our regular prayers. Pray for the world and the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions, especially during this time where there are so many wars and struggles going on around the world, that God will bring peace to those areas. Let's also pray for those people who are affected by these issues around the world, and pray for the world leaders that they will be guided by the power of God and the Spirit of God, that they will make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Let's pray for our church and all the churches in this community and around the world, that God will keep us faithful for His witness and this ministry that He has given us to do. Also, we pray for all the church pastors around this community and around the world, and the leaders and the bishops, that they will also stay strong and faithful in the doctrines and the scripture. Those are the prayer requests that I have to announce. Are there any special prayer requests for anybody? There are no other special prayer requests. Let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer and then close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, and all these things will be added to you." Loving God, we thank You for this time that You have given us to come before You as Your children with our prayers. We thank You for the gift of eternal life that You have given us through Your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can come and call You Father. And as children come before their Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratefulness and thanksgiving, Lord, with all the things that You give us every day, the good health and strength in our bodies, the gift of material and spiritual blessings that You give us, Lord. We thank You for everything that we have in our lives. It's all from You and You alone. Above all, we thank You for Your Son Jesus Christ, whom through whom you gave us eternity with you. And we thank you for everything, for that eternal life that you have given us. We come before you as broken people also in many ways. We are broken in our bodies and in our minds and in our spirits. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And that's your promise from your scripture. Lord, when we are weak, we find strength in you. And when we are lonely, you become our friend. And when we go through life's grief and sorrows, your comforting presence will guide us and comfort us. We thank you for always being there for us, Lord, in the situations of our good and our bad. We thank you for this time that you have given us to worship here together, Lord, especially to pray for ourselves and also pray for others. We lift up all those that we have named here for your healing hand to touch them, Lord. We pray for Jean and Barbara, Harry and Carol, and Claudia and Jerry and Lou, and all those who are looking for their healing in their bodies. We pray that you will touch them with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and in their families' lives. Bless them, Lord, wherever they are, and continue to heal them. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, grocery clerks and trash workers and many delivery people and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services, and we also pray for their safety. Pray for their family safety. Pray for your grace upon them, Lord. We pray for our nation as we go through an election year this time, Lord. We pray for your grace upon our country, that we will stand united, bring unity and peace during this time, that we'll have a peaceful election. And the right people will be elected at the right places, that your will be done through this election, Lord. That we can continue to lead the world through peace and prosperity and love. We pray for the world leaders also who make decisions will fear God, that will bring peace to this world. Especially we pray for those who are affected by wars in the Middle East and many other parts of the world. Pray for your grace upon them. Pray that will bring peace to those areas and the leaders who work to peace, toward peace. Give them wisdom and guidance of your spirit, Lord, that their decisions will bring peace in those areas. We thank you for your grace again, Lord, that you shower upon us as a church. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful witnesses in this community. We pray for all the churches in this community and around the world. Help us all to do your work of your kingdom, to share your love and care and compassion to the needy people around us, Lord, to do it faithfully. We pray for the church leaders, the pastors, the bishops, and many others who make decisions in the church, that they stay strong and faithful to the doctrine and to the scripture. Lord, we pray that you be with us today, Lord, as we meditate and worship here, Lord. We pray that your name will be lifted up. Each and every one of us will be touched by the power of your spirit through your word, through the communion that we partake today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to glorify your name, that we will be blessed in our lives and we can become a source of blessing to this world in this life. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Bless us, Lord, and lift up your name. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. The scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everyone should give according to what God has given in his heart, and God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything even before we ask of you. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious Lord, we pray for all those who were able to give joyfully today, and we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 5 through 16. Acts 12, 5 through 16.
So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience in our lives, to be power and spirit. Open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can see the meaning of the message that we preach here, Lord. Speak to me and through me by your power of the Spirit, power of your Spirit, that each and every one of us will be blessed by the power of your word, that we can also be a blessing to this world and spread your word wherever we are. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but have you ever been surprised by a prayer that you have prayed and the results that you got? A lot of times we get surprises when we pray. But here is a situation where the church was praying for Peter, who was in prison. And if we look at the beginning of this chapter, I know this was a long passage for Lisa to read, but I wanted to give you the story of what was happening. This is the beginning church. The apostles were gathering after the resurrection and the ascension of Christ. They were boldly preaching the kingdom of God in Jerusalem and parts of the area there. And the Roman government was not very happy with it. They were threatened by the spread of Christianity. They thought they would take over. So they tried to put these people in prison, and many of them were killed. And the beginning of this chapter 12, we read that James, the brother of John, was put in prison for preaching the gospel, and he was beheaded and killed. So that is the situation in the background. And they were all afraid, even though they were boldly preaching again, continued to preach. And Peter boldly preached the kingdom of God, even in the midst of this threat from the king. So they arrested him, and they put him in prison. And everybody knew what was going to happen to Peter, just like James, what happened to James, he will be killed. That's what they thought, and they were praying for Peter in prison. But things changed. While Peter was in prison, we read that the angel of the Lord came and released him from there, and he could not even understand what was going on, so he went out, and the doors were open, his chains fell off, and the angel told him to put on your clothes and sandals and go. And he was afraid, and he did not know what was going on. And the doors opened by itself, and the angel and Peter went through it, and they walked through one street, and then Peter came to himself when he was outside. And then he found out that he was released by the angel of God. But now he doesn't know where to go. So he knew there were people praying for him, or the church was gathering in a place somewhere. So he decided to go to that place, which is Mary's house. Mary is not the mother of Mary, mother of Jesus Mary. It's John Mark, the gospel writer Mark. Mark's mother had a house somewhere nearby. So he decided to go there, thinking that there will be some people there probably. So he went there and knocked at the door. And then this girl, and apparently they were gathering in that house and praying for Peter. And this girl came and looked through the window or the door when Peter knocked at the door, and she saw Peter, and she could not believe it. She ran back without opening the door and told them that Peter is here at the door. And they told her, "You are out of your mind." That's what they told her. Then she kept on insisting that it was Peter. They said, maybe it's his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him and were astonished. That is the story. So we can get surprised by the prayer that we make. Like, you pray for a job or something, and you have been looking for a job for a while, and finally you got a good job offer, and you were very happy with it. But when you accepted the job and went to join the job, and signed up all the papers, you found out that you not only got a job that you asked for, but you also got more money than you expected. Isn't that going to be surprising? That's the kind of surprise that we get sometimes with prayer. Many times it happens, even if you pay attention to it. Here we read that the church was earnestly praying for Peter. They apparently probably not was praying for Peter's release from the prison, because they knew it was impossible. They were expecting Peter to have the same fate as James, to have beheaded or something, or killed in prison. That's probably that they thought. But they were praying for him to be strong in his faith, to that God be with him, will be with him through this trial time that he is going through. That's probably what they were praying for. That's why they probably could not believe that Peter was there and how he could get there. So their surprise was that they got more than what they prayed for. And we get at times a lot of things like that. We get more than we asked for. More blessings, and then we get surprised. So, in Scripture, we say that we ought to pray with earnest expectation. Sometimes we pray with a limited expectation, and we get limited stuff. But God can give more than what we ask for. In Ephesians, Paul says that God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. God can give us and bless us beyond we ask or think. That is what the surprise that we get many times. It is not the surprise that you got what received or you did not get what you received, but more than you could receive, God has given you abundantly. And Jesus said that also, whoever believes in me will do the works that I did, and also they can do greater works than I did. Jesus was promising his people, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, you can do greater things than Jesus did. Can you believe that? And he said that. We read that in John chapter 14, verse 12. We read that, you can do greater things than I do because I am going to the Father. So we have Jesus Christ in heaven with the Father now, giving us all the power and authority in this world. And he gave that to his disciples and to us who believe in him. That we can lay our hands with faith on somebody, can heal them. And we can even pray and raise people from death. That just Jesus said. And we have the power to do that because Jesus conquered sin and death and everything that comes with it in this world, the evil forces of this world. So we have to pray with expectation more than what we think that we need. God can fill us to overflowing. That's what the psalmist says, David says in his psalm, that my cup overflows. It's not that, you know, we sometimes want to have it full, but God can make it full, and it can also overflow with blessings when we pray. That is what God is, because his riches in glory in heaven is much far, far greater than we could ever imagine or think. He has a lot of riches and blessings that he is ready to give to his people. And he will do that when we pray, that we will be filled to overflowing with our blessings. If we feel to overflowing with our blessings, it is very good to be happy about that. But it's also a sign of what God wants us to do with it. When we have blessings overflowing, it is not just for you. That means it is for other people. Your cup is already full. And there are people who have empty cups around you. And God wants your overflowing blessings to fill the cups of other people who are in need. That is what the abundant blessings of God is. So God, when blesses us with surprise blessings, remember the people who do not have these blessings, that this is not just for us to keep, but to share that with others. Because God has given us and shared us with the riches of heaven, overflowingly and abundantly. Jesus said, I came to this world to give you life, and life abundantly. The abundant life and the abundant blessings that we experience in our lives are to be shared with other people. Someone said that the praying man on his knees is the tallest person in the crowd. If you can see somebody who is praying on his knees, maybe shorter than other people, but he is the tallest person according to God's sight. Because God is working through that person when you are on your knees praying. So when we pray earnestly, God will answer our prayers according to his time, according to his will. We surrender our will to the will of God and cooperate with God's will. Surprising things will happen. Many times it may not be the way that we want it to turn out, but it may be the way that God wants to turn out, because that is the best way for us and best way for the world. So whenever we pray to God, always remember that God can do more abundantly and exceedingly greater than what we pray for. And that is going to be a surprise. Many surprises that we have talked about in prayers. Surprises in heaven, surprises in our lives, and surprises in this world. That's what the power of prayer is. The power of prayer is so powerful that it can change not only our lives, but also the whole world through our prayers. So let us not give up on prayer. Pray, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and then you will be given what you have asked for. That's what Jesus said to his disciples in Mark chapter 11. So pray and believe that you receive what you need, and also God is exceedingly abundant in his mercies, that he will bless us more than we could ask or we could ever think. That's what the promise of the scripture is. Let us hold on to that promise and pray continuously and fervently. In the book of James, he talks about the prophet Elijah. He was a human being, even as we are. But when he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, the rain stopped because there was evil and the king was evil. So he prayed to God to teach that king a lesson, that there will not be rain. And he prayed for it, and it did not rain in the land for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and when people repented, and then he prayed again for rain, and the heavens gave rain, and earth produced the crops. We read that in the book of James, chapter 5. So we can pray for rain, and the rain will happen. We can pray for whatever we want. God will bring that exceedingly abundantly and fill to overflowing. If we hold on to that promise, remember that there's going to be surprises in our lives when we pray. So continue to pray, not only for us, but also for other people. And that is the privilege that God has given us, children of God, to intercede. That's what are the intercessory prayers that we do in church. Not only just bringing our needs to the church, to God, but also to bring other people's needs, called intercession, and we are to be intercessors for others. There is a word that I like to share with you about prayers. We are all prayers. When we say prayers, it is the prayers that we make. But there's also an action verb. Somebody who runs is called a runner, right? Somebody who prays is a prayer. So we are all prayers, just like a runner. So we ought to pray. And we not only have prayers, but we are also prayers. And continue to pray. And remember, God will do wonderful things, not only in our lives, but also in the lives of other people through us. May the good Lord bless us these words as we continue to worship and take part in this communion. Please follow the communion prayer that we have in the laminated sheet. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace and with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, and he broke the bread and gave thanks to you, and gave to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you, and be thankful for the body, broken body." And then, when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now we'll come to the table now. It's the Lord's table. It's an open table. All are invited to join together in this Lord's table as the ushers guide you.
Los ponemos en sus manos en nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Let us pray. Eternal and almighty God, merciful and gracious, that you have joined us in this sacrament, uniting us with Christ, with all the faithful who have come, and we give you thanks for this holy mystery. And grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Trust and Obey in English. It is 467 in the Blue Book. And if you have a red Spanish book, it is 408. You'll sing 1, 2, and 3. With all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but on all he gracefully repay, not a grief or a cross, nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other.
trust and obey. But we never can run the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the pain what He shows, for the joy He bestows, but for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in this earth but to trust and obey.
People of God, there are so many surprises in life. One of the surprises is going to be the surprise of prayer. More than that you ask for, God is faithful to give you exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever think and ask for. That is what happens when we pray in faith. Go in peace knowing that God is there to keep us safe and He will give us what we need in our lives at His time. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.